Take me to the place I used to run. Remember the house where I was born. But baby, you don't know me.
Baby, you don't. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Connor.
And today we have an pre-intermediate lesson for you.
Yes, this one is talking about a very exciting Woo-hoo! Topic. This one is called English fonts.
Right. So we've done lots of lessons in the past about PowerPoint presentations and kind of making the most effective and guaranteeing that your audience catches the main idea but doesn't get distracted, that type of thing.
Yeah, for sure. And this is pretty important. Everybody looks at websites on the internet and presentations, and fonts are actually pretty important when we design our websites, write our papers and essays, and make presentations.
Right. And the font, if you don't know, is the writing, what it looks like.
Yeah. Sometimes we call it a typeface.
Yes.
And it's just the style of the letters.
And we're going to cover a lot in this lesson. And we have a dialogue between Amanda and Sam. And Amanda's asking for some recommendations on what she should include in her PowerPoint presentation.
Okay, let's take a listen.
Hi, Sam. Can I run something by you about my PowerPoint presentation?
Sure, Amanda. What do you need?
I'm just wondering which fonts would be most appropriate.
Well, I have done a few presentations in my day. Which ones have you used so far?
I've included a lot of Arial and Calibri, but I don't know if those are suitable.
I personally prefer to use Times New Roman because I find it more professional.
So you wouldn't recommend the ones I've used?
Arial is fine, but Calibri and Cambria are more often used for websites.
What about Verdana for headers?
I would keep it consistent. Just bold the headers, or change them to another color, but don't get too flashy.
Thanks so much. Those are great pointers.
As long as you don't use Comic Sans or Wingdings, you should be good to go.
Okay, so we just heard a dialogue between Amanda and Sam. And first of all, Amanda is asking Sam if she can run something by him.
Right. This is a great expression when you're asking someone's opinion.
Yes, yes. If you ever need some feedback, you know, you want, I have an idea, but I don't know if it's a good idea. Can I ask you and can you give me some feedback or your opinion?
Right. So can I run anything by you? You know, you can be as specific as you want. You can say, can I run some questions by you?
Yeah. You could say, oh, I'm thinking of getting a new car. You're really smart about cars. Could I just run something by you? Can I ask you about cars and get your opinion?
Right. So basically, it's the same thing as what do you think about?
Yeah, exactly.
And in this case, specifically, what is she asking about?
PowerPoint presentations.
Right. So PowerPoint, it's software.
Yes. Used for making awesome visual presentations where we have pictures and things on a big screen.
Right. So you're talking, you're showing visuals as well, so your audience can follow along a little bit easier.
Exactly. And this, I think PowerPoint, was it 20 years now? Maybe 30 years almost?
It's been a while.
It's been a long time, yeah. And it's for making presentations.
Right. So I'm a Mac user, and I'm kind of cheap, so I don't want to put out the money for Microsoft Office.
It's expensive.
It is. So I actually use Keynote for my Mac.
Yeah, Keynote. And so when we make these, you might have heard PPT. Well, PPT, yes, is the file name for these, but when we talk about them in English, we do say a PowerPoint.
Right.
I made a PowerPoint.
Right.
We don't say PPT.
Right. And you don't, the way you said it was a PowerPoint. So you don't need to use the presentation part always if you want, because it's the same thing.
Yes, yes. So you don't have to say all three, all of these words here.
Yes.
and presentation, of course, is the noun. The verb form is present.
Right. Now, very important, the pronunciation of the verb is not present.
Right.
It's present.
Present.
Yes.
Yes. So I want to present my presentation.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. It's tough, but if you practice that, you can get it.
Right. Because a present is something completely different.
Right. Very different.
It's a good thing. But
Okay, so Sam says, sure, what do you need?
And she's wondering about the fonts.
Right.
And we've talked about font. It's just how the words look, the appearance of the words, and which are most appropriate.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, again, fonts, like you said, it's just the style of the letters. How do they look? They look fancy or are they simple? And appropriate.
Now, like suitable?
Suitable, yeah. Something that's it looks nice if you're making a resume for your job or for your boss. You should not use a font that makes you look like a child.
Right.
Yeah, you should use a professional font.
Right.
And we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Exactly. And now it sounds like Sam is a great person to ask for advice for presentations.
Mm-hmm.
Because he says, I've done a few presentations in my day.
In my day. This is a really nice expression. It's kind of a slang set expression.
It is.
Right? It means... in my experience, in my past.
Right. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it'll almost be used to say, in my day.
Yeah.
So older people will say it about younger people.
Right.
We did it differently in my day.
Yeah, yeah. Like these days, everybody uses text messages to communicate. But in my dad's day, he would, you know, write a letter with a pen.
Exactly.
And then he would send it in the mail and it would take 3 days to arrive.
Right. And in this case, it just means in his career or in his experience.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So here we get to a couple of the famous fonts.
Right. My personal favorite, Arial.
Mm-hmm. Arial. Yeah. Not Arial.
No.
Arial.
Arial and Calibri.
Calibri, yeah. So if you've seen these are just pretty basic and common.
They're basic and they're a little bit rounded letters.
Okay, yeah.
So they're rounded. Not sharp looking. Mm-hmm. They're kind of more like circles.
Yeah. So you'll see them all over the internet in many web pages because they are suitable.
Right. So we talked about appropriate earlier. So suitable, appropriate, synonyms.
Yeah, basically the same. Yeah. So for example, like if you're going to a wedding, you probably shouldn't wear your swimming shorts. It's not suitable.
It's not suitable. Right. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't wear a bikini to school. Not suitable.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Here's another one on the next line. Times New Roman.
Right. And I hate this one.
Right. This is maybe the most famous.
It is. Maybe? And I think it's the most classic.
Classic. If you have ever used Microsoft Word, that's the basic one in Microsoft Word.
It defaults to that.
Default. Yeah. Yeah. Times New Roman. Yeah. And it's nice for reading.
Not for me.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, it could depend on the person.
Because I find it kind of small and scrunched together.
Oh, okay.
Whereas I like kind of the letters
spaced out a little bit.
Right. So scrunched is really tight together.
Yeah. However, a lot of people use them in professional situations, like, for example, resume.
Right. Mm-hmm. It is, I would say, and just like Sam says here, it's probably the most professional.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you said, classic.
Yeah.
So then Amanda's just, you know, checking, so you wouldn't recommend the ones that I already used?
Right. Recommend, great words.
Yeah.
Very, very useful in any situations where you're asking advice.
Right. Like you could use this in a restaurant. Often, some students might say, could you recommend me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Yeah, you got to make this the verb. Could you recommend something to me?
Right.
Yeah, or could you give me a recommendation?
Right, right. So recommendation, recommend, both very useful words. I am going to be moving, for example, so I needed to get recommendations about where to live from people who live in that area.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Or if I'm looking for a new car, I should get some recommendations from people who know things about cars.
Right.
Because I don't.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So Sam is saying, yes, Arial is fine. It's professional.
Mm-hmm.
But Calibri and Cambria, which is another popular one, are more often used for websites.
Right. So Calibri, Cambria, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
I find Cambria is kind of a combination of Arial and Times New Roman.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of... The letters are spread out a little bit more, but they're still kind of square letters.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and what about, this is a question Amanda has, what about Verdana for headers?
Mm-hmm. So Verdana, again, is very similar to Calibri, mm-hmm. but it's even more spread out. There's more space between the letters.
So they're all kind of similar, but they have little differences.
Right.
Yeah, and headers, what about that?
So you might have seen the word heading.
Heading, yeah.
Which is very, very common. Mm-hmm. The header is the same thing, basically. Mm-hmm. It's at the top of the slide. Mm-hmm. And we should actually probably talk about slides.
Oh, yeah,
We didn't talk about that yet. So in a presentation, you have a page on the screen.
Yeah.
We call that a slide.
Yeah, just one picture, basically. Each time you press the click button, it goes to the next slide.
Right. So a presentation is made up of multiple slides.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
And those headers, you can kind of think of them like titles.
Yeah.
They're often, it's just the big letters, the big ones, the big headings. Heading also, by the way, it's a noun, heading, not a verb.
Yes.
Yes. So heading or headers. And headers are often bold.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As Sam is saying here, bold the headers or change them to another color.
Right. But keep them in the same font because mm-hmm. you don't want to distract your audience too much.
Right. You don't want to. You can make them more visible by making them bold. Just means thicker, right?
Right. And darker.
Darker. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't get too flashy.
Right. So flashy is if it's too many bells and whistles.
Yeah, bells and whistles. That's a great expression. Yeah. Too many colors, too many, it's too distracting.
Right. Animations. Yeah,
for sure.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Sounds and things like that.
Mm-hmm. These days, simple designs are more popular,
right.
Which is kind of the opposite of flashy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Flashy has so many things happening, so many colors and different things. It's a little bit distracting, I think.
Exactly. You can't focus. Mm-hmm. You're listening and you're watching all these things happening.
Yeah.
And you're not listening to the content.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Amanda says thanks for the pointers, just thanks for the advice, mm-hmm. right? And Sam has two more font suggestions.
Right, so Comic Sans or Wingdings are no-gos.
That's right. Comic Sans, if you ever see Sans in the name of a font, it just means it looks simpler.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not fancy.
Right. And Comic Sans here is basically a childish looking font.
Mm-hmm.
So comic means kind of funny.
Yeah, funny. Yeah.
So it's a funny font that you do not want to use in the office.
For sure, yeah. And especially Wingdings. Wingdings is just like
symbols.
Icons and symbols.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you don't have those, you should be good to go.
Right, so you're okay.
Yeah, you're okay. You're fine. You're ready to go. You're ready to start or ready to present.
You're okay. Yeah, everything's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, why don't we listen to that one more time?
Perfect. Hi, Sam. Can I run something by you about my PowerPoint presentation?
Sure, Amanda. What do you need?
I'm just wondering which fonts would be most appropriate.
Well, I have done a few presentations in my day. Which ones have you used so far?
I've included a lot of Arial and Calibri, but I don't know if those are suitable.
I personally prefer to use Times New Roman because I find it more professional.
So you wouldn't recommend the ones I've used?
Arial is fine, but Calibri and Cambria are more often used for websites.
What about Verdana for headers?
I would keep it consistent. Just bold the headers, or change them to another color, but don't get too flashy.
Thanks so much. Those are great pointers.
As long as you don't use Comic Sans or Wingdings, you should be good to go.
Okay, Connor, so what is your favorite font?
Well, actually, a couple of my friends are really top-notch designers, and they recommended Helvetica,
mm-hmm.
which is another one. It's been so famous in the designer community that they even made a documentary about this font.
Okay.
Helvetica, yeah. And it's just a pretty basic font. I'm sure you've seen it before,
mm-hmm.
but it looks nice.
Yeah, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a funny story about Wingdings.
Oh, okay.
I actually had a student submit an essay to me.
Oh.
All in Wingdings.
Wingdings, so you couldn't even read it.
No. So they thought they were being funny.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it did not work in their favor because technically their paper was late. They had to reprint it because I wouldn't even accept it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do not use Wingdings ever. Don't even touch it.
No.
Yeah,
you never need it.
Yeah. You just stick with the basic ones, Arial, Calibri, maybe.
Times New Roman.
Times New Roman.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us about your favorite fonts? Have you ever used any of these fonts? Which ones are your favorite?
Right. Or are there any that irritate you? Yeah. Like Times New Roman irritates me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, there are different fonts for different situations. It depends on which ones are suitable or appropriate.
Right. So let us know what you think about fonts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as always, guys, we'll talk to you later.
Take care. Maybe you